SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Kim Levengrond-Yecheskel and Ziv Hashbi were murdered last Sunday. They were killed by a Palestinian co-worker in a shooting at the Barkhan Industrial Park. Zara Vaturi was wounded. The two young parents lost their lives when Ashraf Naaloa turned up to work armed and let out a barrage of shots before he fled the scene. He has eluded capture. The hunt for the suspected terrorist is now in its eighth day. On Thursday, Naaloa's sister, Feruz, was arrested in connection with the manhunt for her brother. Naaloa's brother was also arrested the day after the attack. His mother and other sisters were also detained and brought for questioning following the attack, but were later released. Naaloa, who is said to have left a suicide note before the attack, is feared to be preparing to engage troops when they close in on him in a firefight that could turn deadly. Diesel fuel funded by Qatar entered the Gaza Strip through the Kerem Shalom border crossing on Tuesday. Two trucks carrying a total of 35,000 litres of fuel arrived at the crossing in the company of United Nations vehicles. Israel allowed the delivery, intended to ease the humanitarian crisis, despite objections from the Palestinian Authority. On Friday, Israel halted the transfer of fuel to Gaza in response to heavy rioting and attacks at the border fence. Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman said yesterday that until violence in the Gaza Strip stops entirely, including the launching of incendiary balloons and the burning of tyres near Israeli communities, the supply of fuel and gas to the Gaza Strip will not be renewed. Israel will not tolerate a situation in which fuel is allowed into Gaza while terror and violence is used against IDF soldiers and citizens. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh vowed that rallies would continue until the siege on Jerusalem, Al-Aqsa and all of the lands of Palestine is lifted. Yesterday afternoon, two Palestinians breached the border in the north of the Strip and hurled an object at an unmanned IDF post. They then returned to Gaza. Security forces arrived at the scene to inspect the suspicious object. Later in the evening, the army said a number of crossing attempts of the security fence had been identified. In all of the events, the suspects were under surveillance from the moment of the crossing and most returned to the Gaza Strip immediately. A suspect who crossed the security fence from the northern Gaza Strip was apprehended near the crossing point without any weapons in his possession. The suspect was transferred to security forces for further questioning. On Friday, during particularly violent riots, assailants planted a bomb at the fence in the south of the Strip, blowing a hole in it. Some 20 Gazans then infiltrated the border and approached an IDF sniper's post. Most turned back, but three who did not were shot and killed. Seven Palestinians were killed in the intense clashes with Israeli security forces on Friday afternoon, and at least 150 protesters were injured. Yesterday, during funerals for those killed in the previous day's border riots, Haniyeh said, "The strength of will and the determination of our people in the march of return will lead to victory over the crimes of the occupation. The blood of the martyrs brings us closer to victory over the Zionist enemy." And he added that our marches are not for diesel, fuel and dollars, but our natural right of our people. Firefighters worked all day to extinguish four blazes caused by incendiary balloons near Israeli towns in the Gaza periphery. One flaming balloon landed near a grocery store in Kibbutz Givat Brenna near Rehovot. A civilian found the balloon and extinguished it. Police said four such balloons discovered in recent days in the towns of Rishon LeZion, Bat Yam and Modi'in had all probably come from Gaza. Police sappers who examined the balloons found the incendiary devices they carried were identical to those used in Gaza. The air distance between Gaza and the cities in question is not great, and balloons could easily pass such distances on air currents. Sappers were called yesterday to the Jerusalem neighbourhood of Ein Kerem after a civilian discovered incendiary balloons there. This was the third time in the week incendiary devices were found in the capital, but police do not believe they were launched from Gaza. Sappers were called in on Wednesday to neutralise an incendiary device attached to a balloon that landed in a construction site for a kindergarten near Emek Rephaim. On Thursday, a woman found an incendiary balloon in the Valley of the Cross near the Knesset. Despite warnings not to do so, civilians have been picking up the devices. On Thursday, an IDF reservist was moderately hurt in a stabbing attack outside an army base. The suspected assailant, a 19-year-old from the village of Jama'im, was arrested a few hours later. The 30-year-old soldier is in a stable condition after undergoing facial surgery. A civilian woman, 26, was lightly injured by shrapnel from shots fired at the assailant as he fled the scene. More than a dozen settler youths were filmed hurling stones at Palestinian cars stopped at an IDF checkpoint that was erected following the attack. Footage documented by a field worker for the Yesh Din rights group shows 15 young Israelis fleeing to a hilltop adjacent to the Yitzhar settlement and piling into a pair of vehicles after a police van arrives at the scene. The two Israeli vehicles managed to speed away without being stopped by authorities. 47-year-old Aisha Mohammed Talarabi was killed in a car crash late Friday in the northern West Bank after a group of Jewish settlers threw rocks at the vehicle in which she was riding, causing her husband to lose control of it. Police announced that they have opened an investigation into the incident. The IDF on Thursday destroyed a tunnel that penetrated some 200 meters into Israeli territory from the Gaza Strip, which the army said it was dug by Hamas using techniques meant to make it more difficult to spot by Israeli detection systems. The Tel Aviv District Court on Friday upheld a ban on Lara Al-Qassem, a UN student refused entry and held at the airport for more than 10 days over her support for BDS efforts. She now faces deportation, but has been allowed to stay until today so that she can appeal her case to the Supreme Court if she so chooses. On Thursday morning, Al-Qassem appeared in court to appeal the decision to prevent her entering for a study program at the Hebrew University. Announcing its decision, the judge said the government's entry ban was in accordance with the law. Al-Qassem is a former president of the University of Florida chapter for Students for Justice in Palestine. The group is associated with the BDS movement against Israel. The judge, Erez Yekuel, found that the state had the right to bar someone who sought to harm the country's economy and image. The 22-year-old, who has Palestinian grandparents, arrived at Ben-Gurion Airport last week with a valid student visa. The university, which has supported her appeal, condemned Friday's decision. Efi Naveh, head of the Israeli Bar Association, is under scrutiny after last week he was caught assisting his girlfriend entering Israel without passing through immigration processes. Naveh claims his actions were due to a complicated divorce process and that he regrets them, but it has led to further accusations of underhand behavior by the lawyer, who has not participated in professional proceedings since the incident, which is being investigated. And finally, the founders of Kul Olam, who organized thousands of people to sing together at Migdal David in Jerusalem in June, were honored this week at the Asia Game Changers Awards in New York. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.